Hello. Last week we looked at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 specifically, and we talked about the measure of grace that each of us had been given, that we all have some gifting in Christ, and to be able to work in concert and in unity, we need to understand how we fit together, that we are not all identical, but we are all on a mission. Let's read further. To each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, He ascended on high. He took many captives and gave gifts to His people. Verse 8, confirming that what we have been given in this grace and in this measure is a gift from God. Verse 9 goes on, What does He ascended mean, except that He also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. I have been, for years, a theologian. I left my business in 1984, a successful business, and I endeavored to go to seminary. The reason I went to seminary was to find out how are we reading all the same book, but coming up with such different answers. And I learned that it's not the book, it's human nature, that we all want to specialize in something. We all want everyone to see our skills, our ideas, our thoughts, our feelings. And when it comes to Christ, and it comes to the Word of God, we're passionate about it if we're students. And so we're excited about our discoveries and want to share our discoveries. However, what I've found over the years is that theology all too often divides rather than unifies. It unifies those who agree, but it unifies those who agree against those who disagree. This particular verse, What does He ascended mean? These words and following. I have watched theologians debate and argue over what these words mean. And I'm here to tell you, it really doesn't make any difference. What we know is that Christ, who is on high, at some point descended. And in that descent, whether it is a descent to the earth, whether it is descent to beneath the earth, to hell or to Hades, to Gehenna, whatever it is, it tells us that the one who descended is also the one who ascended higher than the heavens. In other words, the one who came for our rescue is the same one that is the mighty God above all things. This verse should humble us to understand that the gifts we have been given really are framed by what is said in chapter 2. It is grace, not by works, lest anyone should boast. The gifts we receive in Christ are also by grace. Where Christ ascended and descended and how Christ ascended and descended, Paul says in Romans chapter 14, not dividing over arguable matters. It really doesn't matter. What we want to understand is that the God who was on high descended to save those who were unable to save themselves. This is enough. And in this grace, we've been given gifts to serve Him. It goes on in verse 11 to say, So Christ Himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip His people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. And I want to pause right there. Let's just talk about this group of gifts that were apportioned out, this group of teachers and servants that are mentioned here. It's not the complete list of everyone who ever serves in any way. We don't have to strive to be something that comes from this list. We have to understand that the skills, the sensitivities, the compassions, those things that God has given us as gifts, spiritual gifts, are there for a purpose. to equip God's people in works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. When you exercise the gifts God has given you, if indeed they are gifts from God, you will know they are His gifts if they are building up the body of Christ, equipping His saints for service. If it is advancing the cause of Christ, what is the cause of Christ? This is how they will know you are my disciples, by the way that you love one to another. So whatever gift you've been given, understand you received it by grace. It doesn't put you above anyone. It is just a gift given you to serve the body, to build it up, not to build yourself up, not to prove yourself in the church. God knows each of us individually better than anyone. We've got nothing to prove. The only thing we should set out to do or to prove is how much we love Jesus by obeying Him and lending our gifts to His service. Have a great Sunday.